the field of medicine, at times, requires immediate attention on the part of medical professionals toward patients placed in time-sensitive and life-threatening circumstances. The well-known principle of Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos obligates a doctor to take whatever measures are necessary to prevent the loss of Jewish life, even if that entails violating the laws of Shabbos. However, the situation often arises in which the doctor, having traveled to the hospital and having resolved the emergency, now needs to return home, again requiring the violation of Shabbos. The main issue here is that the allowance of Pikuach Nefesh no longer applies, since the medical crisis has been resolved. Therefore, there may potentially be no way to allow the doctor to go home from the emergency room. The halach of Tchum Shabbos is a prohibition midarabanan of walking 2,000 amos, which is around 0.6 of a mile, beyond a place of civilization. The Mishnah Erev in Daf Memdal Amud Beis sets down the halacha that one who left the Tchum on Shabbos for reasons that would allow for this violation of Shabbos, such as saving lives endangered by a pursuing enemy, that person, once he receives news that the threat has been eliminated, has 2,000 amos from the place at which he was when he found this out. In other words, he cannot venture past 2,000 amos from his new location. It's as if he began Shabbos in this new place, putting him in the same situation as anyone else living in this new location, where they cannot walk past the Tchum of 2,000 amos. This leniency of the Mishnah doesn't utilize the heter of Pikuach Nefesh, because Tchum Shabbos is an entirely rabbinic law, and the sages certainly have the power to suspend their own laws. There is no need in this case to rely on Pikuach Nefesh to permit the walking of an additional 2,000 amos. However, the second part of the Mishnah states another principle, seemingly at odds with the first halacha. Kol hayotzin lahatzel chozen lemkoman, that anyone who leaves the Tchum to save a life may afterwards return to his initial location. The Mishnah now seems to place no limits on how far one can venture out. While earlier the Mishnah set the maximum at 2,000 amos, no such qualifiers emerged from the blanket statement that anyone who goes out to save lives can come back home. The Gemara in the Mishnah suggests two solutions to this contradiction. We will examine each one and how they relate to our initial question of medical emergencies. The first answer is that the second part of the Mishnah was not intended to remove the cap of 2,000 amos placed by the first part of the Mishnah. Rather, it's there to add the permission to carry weapons back home after the battle within the 2,000 amos limit. The second answer is that the second part of the Mishnah indeed does remove the cap of 2,000 amos, but only in very specific situations. The limit placed earlier in the Mishnah applies only when the Jewish forces had completely defeated their enemy, and there is no threat of battle until Shabbos is over, hence the cap of 2,000 amos. The second part of the Mishnah spoke of a case in which the threat has not been neutralized, and that the battlefield would pose a danger to Jewish life. Both of these answers resolve the apparent contradiction within the Mishnah. The Rosh, in his rulings on the Gemara, accepts both resolutions, namely that we allow carrying of weapons within 2,000 amos, and we also allow traversing beyond 2,000 amos when the soldiers are still under the threat of attack. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chav Zayin goes further to combine the two approaches, permitting carrying of weapons even beyond 2,000 amos. This is accepted as the halacha by the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Zayin of Or HaChaim. We can understand these aterim as emerging, again, from the principle of Pikuach Nefesh, because however one understands the Mishnah in Eruvin, there is a present existential threat to Jewish life that lifts the prohibitions of Shabbos. But the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Shabbos offers yet another somewhat surprising case in which Shabbos is pushed aside in the context of life-threatening situations. He discusses a situation in which a non-Jewish army besieges a Jewish city on Shabbos. The halacha is that Jews of the surrounding areas must arm themselves and wage war against the invaders to help defend the residents of the city, even on Shabbos itself. The Rambam then adds that once the battle is over, these rescuers may return with their weapons to wherever they came from. His explanation for this allowance is not the Gemara in Erevin. Rather, the Rambam simply writes that we permit the people to return home, quote, "Kidei shelo lachshilon la'asad lavo," or in English, so as not to make them fail in the future. The Meiri in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Yutesim Aleph, explains this to mean that we're afraid that by placing restrictions on people from coming back after saving lives on Shabbos, we are unwittingly creating a disincentive for people to go beyond the Tchum on Shabbos with weapons the next time there will be an emergency. One may suggest that the rationale of the Rambam is that the concern that people will not participate in the saving of lives in the future due to the inconvenience of staying in their new location until the end of Shabbos, that concern creates a present immediate situation of Pikuach Nefesh even now, despite the fact that the person who had just saved lives has no pressing need to get home now that the emergency has been taken care of. The question of whether this heter is enough to suspend the Surah Deraisa would be highly relevant for doctors traveling home by car. Regarding this, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach held that the Rambam's heter only lifts the Isur Derabanan of Tchum Shabbos, arguing against earlier Achronim who took the more lenient position on this issue. This is because going out to battle to save lives is a mitzvah on the entire people, whereas saving lives in a hospital setting is a mitzvah only for select individuals, namely medical professionals such as doctors and nurses.